我们好高兴，也感谢神，今天是第三天，母女博士在我们中间教导我们怎么样有一个圣教的心。
And we are so glad today it's going to be a third message that Dr. Murray is going to deliver to us to encourage us how to have a missionary heart.
在1998年的时候，我们的马牧师认识的母女博士是在那个师姐他们的圣教大会认识他的。
And when Pastor Ian met Dr. Murray for the first time in 1998 at the AFC conference,
四年前，马牧师的邀请，摩里博士来带我们这个聚会。
And after that, Pastor Ian extended an invitation for Dr. Murray to come to speak to us. That was 4 years ago.
摩里博士是非常繁忙，而且他是被神大大重用的仆人。
And Dr. Murray has a very busy schedule, and he's a servant of God that is used by God.
他的脚中走遍北美洲另外72个国家。
And he has been evangelizing and traveled and ministered across all in North America and also about 72 other countries.
摩里博士是南加州哥伦比亚国际大学的校监。
And Dr. Murray is currently the chancellor of Columbia International University in South Carolina.
从2000年到2007年，他是这个大学的校长。
And Dr. Murray served as the president of CIU from 2000 to 2007.
摩里博士曾在 Bible Christian Union 负责他们的主管有十年之久。
And for 10 years, Dr. Murray was the general director of Bible Christian Union.
BCU 是一个与那个 The Evangelical Alliance Team 合并的宣教机构。
And that mission agency later merged with the Evangelical Alliance mission.
在这之前，他和他太太 Annette 去做宣教士。
And before that, Dr. Murray and his wife Annette served as church planters in Italy.
他们两位都是在哥伦比亚国际大学毕业的。
And both of them were graduates of CIU.
他们在意大利做了13年的宣教士，也在那里建立了。一个意大利的教会。
And they served in Italy for 13 years, and they also planted a church in Italy.
在1994年到2000年，摩里博士是 Team 的总干事。
And Dr. Murray also served as the executive director of Team from 1994 to 2000.
请大家跟我一起鼓掌，欢迎摩里博士。
We'd like to extend a well welcome to Dr. Murray.
If you have a Bible, I invite you please to turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28.
如果你手中有圣经的话，请大家把它翻到马太福音第二十八章。
And while you're finding that place in your Bible, let me just say another word about Columbia International University.
大家在翻圣经的时候，我再继续讲一下有关我们这个大学的事情。
It's a wonderful school.
这是一个非常好的学校。
If you are parents and you have children who are thinking about college, you should think seriously about Columbia.
如果你是家长，你的孩子正在准备上大学的话，我希望你能够认真的考虑一下我们那所大学。
We do have Chinese students at our school, but we would like to have more.
我们在那里的确是有华裔的学生，但是我们希望有更多的华裔学生。
And there is information downstairs about our school.
在楼下有我们学校的一些资料。
There is one piece of information that has a CD in it or a DVD in it that you can take and look at on your computer, which will give you a much better view of our school.
其中一份资料里面有 CD 或者是 DVD, 你可以带回家放在计算机上观看，那里的介绍更加详细。
I also brought some.Booklets with me, and last night you took them all.
我还带了很多小册子来。昨天晚上你把他们都带走了。
But just in case you were here last night and they were gone by the time you got there, I do have two more with me this morning that I will be glad to give you if you ask me.
但是万一你昨天来了，要想拿资料，结果发现资料都拿走的话，我现在手头还有两份。你如果来的话，到我这里来要。
The title for our message this morning is Missions and the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
今天早晨我们的主题信息是宣教和主耶稣基督的主权。
And I would like you to look at some verses in Matthew 28, beginning with verse 19.
我邀请大家一起和我一起看圣经马太福音第二十八章从第十九节开始。
You can follow in your Bible or watch the words on the screen as we read from the front.
你们可以一边看自己的圣经或者是看屏幕上的英文字母。
Jesus is speaking.
耶稣这样说。
And this is what he says.
他是这样说的。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
凡我所教训你们的都凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
We'll end our scripture reading there.
我们先把经文读到这儿。
This single sentence has been rightly called the Great Commission.
这简单的一句话被叫做是大使命，这样称作是大使命是非常正确的。
Another way to say the Great Commission would be to say the huge job.
换句话说，这个大使命用另外一种话来说，就是一个很大的一件工作。
If you take this single sentence seriously, it will radically affect everything you do and everywhere you go.
如果你认真的读这句话的话，认真听这句话的话，那么你的一生都会受到它的改变。
And in this single sentence that we just read, Jesus tells us three things.
在这句话里边，耶稣告诉我们三件事情。
He tells us what we are to do.
他告诉我们要做什么。
He tells us where we are to do it.
他也告诉我们到哪里去做这件事。
And he tells us how we are to do it.
他也告诉我们如何去做这件事。
And to see all those things, we have to study the verbs in Matthew 28:19.
如果要了解耶稣基督到底告诉我们如何去做这件事的话，我们要注意这些经文里边的动词。
There are four verbs in that sentence in verse 19.
在十九节里边有四个动词，我们要注意。
One main verb.
第一个主要的动词。
And three helping verbs.
另外三个是辅助动词。
Did you hear about the little boy at school that was having trouble with his verbs?
大家有没有听说过小孩念小学的时候对他的动词怎么用一直是有问题。
He kept getting the tenses all mixed up.
他总是把那个动词的时态该用的时态给用错。
Past, present, and future.
过去时现在时将来时小孩总是搞不清楚。
His middle-aged school teacher was very frustrated with him.
于是他那个中年的老师对此非常的光火。
And so she made him stay after school one day.
所以就让这个老师就让这个小孩放学以后留下来。
And for a solid hour, she drilled him by giving him sentence after sentence.
花了整整一个小时，这个老师教他怎么训练用这个动词。
And after each sentence, he would have to tell her the tense of the main verb in that sentence.
每次老师给他用一个句子做练习的时候，老师都要这个小孩去告诉这个老师这个句子里边的动词是什么时态。
After about an hour, he started to get them all correct.
一个小时以后，这个男孩开始慢慢会学会用动词的时态了。
She was very happy.
那个老师非常的高兴。
She said, Danny,
他说 Danny 啊,
I'm going to give you one more sentence.
我再给你一个句子。
And if you get the answer correct, you can go home.
如果你的答案是正确的话，你答对的话，你就可以回家了。
What is the tense of the main verb in this sentence?
我要问你的是，这个句子里边的主要动词，它的时态是什么？
I am beautiful.
我非常漂亮。
He looked at her with great conviction.
他那个老师说完这句话以后，就看着这个男孩，觉得他一定会答清楚的。
And then he said，
然后那个男孩说
，past tense，
过去式。
So we have to study the verbs in Matthew 28:19.
所以我们在看念那个28章第19节的时候，我们一定要注意它的时态。
There is one main verb.
这里面有一个主要的动词。
And that is seen in the words "make disciples."
就是做门徒。
Do you see that there in your Bible?
大家看自己的圣经里面，使万民做门徒。
I've underlined that in my Bible.
我在我的圣经里面，用笔把它划下来。
We are to make disciples.
做门徒，使人做门徒。
Not converts, but disciples.
不是归顺，而是门徒。
Do you know the difference?
大家知道这两者的区别吗？皈依一个信仰和做门徒是有区别的。
Converts grow old in the Lord. Disciples grow up in the Lord.
所谓的皈依信徒是在主里边越来越老，而门徒是在神里边不断的成长。
So we are commanded to make disciples.
所以我们的命令，大使命是使人做门徒。
Jesus tells us where we are to do that.
然后耶稣告诉我们
he says,
到哪里去使人做门徒。
He says, make disciples of all nations.
他说是让万民做门徒，就万邦的人做门徒。
Do you see that there in your Bible?
你们看见自己圣经里面是这样写的吗？
Please notice that Jesus does not say, make disciples of some nations.
耶稣没有说是某些国家的人做门徒。
He does not say, make disciples of most nations.
他也没有说让大多数国家的人让他们做门徒。
He says, make disciples of all nations.
他说使万民做门徒。
He wants every man, woman, boy or girl living anywhere in the world to have a chance to hear, understand and respond to the message of Jesus.
他要全世界不分男女老少，每一个人都有机会听到耶稣基督的福音，然后去回应。
So we are to make disciples of all nations.
如果我们要使万民做门徒的话。
And then Jesus tells us how we are to do that.
那么耶稣基督又告诉我们如何使万民做门徒。
And he gives us three ways.
他给我们三个方法。
He says, I want you to make disciples first of all by going.
他说你们要使万民做门徒，首先要去。
Do you see that there in your Bible?
你们看见你们圣经里面有这样的字吗？
Then he says, you are to make disciples by baptizing.
然后要使给他们施洗。
And then he says, thirdly, you're to make disciples by teaching.
然后第三个你们要做的就是教训。
This is the how of the Great Commission.
这三件事情就是如何完成神的大使命。
We are to make disciples of all nations.
我们要使万民做门徒。
By going.
要去。
By baptizing.
给他们施洗。
And by teaching.
然后教训他们。
Now I want to talk about these three things just for a minute.
我待会儿要专门讲这三件事情。
Because this is how we fulfill the Great Commission.
因为这是我们如何完成大使命的方法。
First of all, we fulfill the Great Commission by going.
首先，我们要完成大使命，第一件事要做的就是去。
Do you see that word there in your Bible?
你们在圣经里面看见这个字了吗？去。
Actually, in the English Bible, it says, therefore go.
因为在英文那个圣经里面，他说，所以去。
In the Greek language, it says, therefore going.
但是在希腊文原版里面，他说是，所以你们一定要现在马上就要去。
We make disciples by going.
我们去的话，我们让万民做门徒是首先是要去。
Now this word is a strong Bible word.
这个单词去是一个非常强有力的一个单词。
It's a strong word in the Old Testament.
在旧约里边是如此。
It's a strong word in the New Testament.
在新约里边也是如此。
You can study the word go in Hebrew.
你可以用希伯来文来研究这个字。
You can study it in Greek.
你也可以研究这个字用希腊文。
Aramaic.
也可以是亚兰文。
Syriac.
也可以用叙利亚文。
Ugaritic.
也可以用 Ugaritic.
Yeah.
南斯拉夫文。
You can study it in French.
你可以用法语。
Spanish.
西班牙语。
German.
德文。
And it always means the same thing.
所有这些语言里面, 这个词都是意味着同一个意思。
It means go.
它的意思就是你去。
It's a synonym for don't stay.
它的同义词就是别老待在这儿。
And when Jesus says we make disciples of the nations by going, he's not talking about just going from anywhere to anywhere.
当耶稣说使万民做门徒的时候，并不是说你们随意的跑来跑去。
But he's talking about going from where people do have the knowledge of the one true God through Jesus to where people don't have the knowledge of the one true God through Jesus.
他所说的去是指门徒，我们这些门徒从认识耶稣基督的地方，去到那些还没有认识耶稣基督的地方。
He's talking about going from where people do know the message of the gospel to where people don't know the message of the gospel.
从那些人们已经了解了福音的内容的地方，去到那些还没有了解福音的那些地方去。
He's talking about going from where people do know about Jesus to where people don't know about Jesus.
他所说的去是从那些地方人们已经知道耶稣基督的地方，去到那些地方人们还不知道耶稣基督的地方。
And he's telling us that these people over here won't know about Jesus unless someone leaves there and goes there.
他告诉我们，那些不认识耶稣基督的地方，除非我们这些认识耶稣基督的地方的人愿意去那里，否则他们没有机会认识耶稣基督。
Jesus says you can't make disciples of all nations if you don't go.
耶稣基督说，你如果想使万民做门徒的话，你必须去。如果不去的话，你是没有办法做到这一点。That's
the first word.
这就是第一个单词。
The second word is the word baptizing.
第二个动词是。
You see that there in your Bible?
你们圣经里面看见有这个词吗？
That's a strong Bible word.
这也是一个很强有力的一个单词。
And you'll notice that when it says baptizing, it says baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
当他说施洗的时候，是说奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Now when Jesus tells us that, he's not telling the pastor what to say when he baptizes somebody.
他这里当然不是在告诉牧师说，你在给人施洗的时候，你嘴里应该怎么说。
I have baptized many people.
我已经给很多人施过洗。
It's always a joy to baptize a new believer in Jesus.
每次一个新的信徒，我给他施洗，都让我非常的快乐。
And when I baptize someone, I almost always say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
每次我给一个信徒施洗的时候，我都会说，我现在奉父、子、圣灵的名给你施洗。
But Jesus is not telling us here what to during the ceremony of baptism.
但当然，耶稣在这里并不是告诉我们，我作为牧师，你在给人做施洗礼仪的时候，嘴巴里应该怎么说。
He's telling us what baptism is.
他告诉我们什么是施洗。
Baptism is open public identification with the triune God of the Bible.
他告诉我们，所谓施洗，就在公开场合向人宣告你承认三位一体的真神。
There is only one God.
只有一位神。
Who has eternally existed in three persons.
从亘古到永远，他一直是以三位一体的形式存在。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
So when we make disciples of the nations.
所以当我们使万民做门徒的时候，
we call people out to openly identify themselves with the one true God.
我们是让他们在公开场合宣称他们信仰这位三位一体的唯一的真神。
And the third way we make disciples is by teaching.
第三件事情做门徒要做的，使人做门徒要做的就是教训。
All around the world today.
在全世界，今天所有的地方。
This morning.
今天早晨。
Hours before you and I even got up.
在我还没有起床之前，
because they're working in other time zones.
因为有人在别的时区里面工作。
Missionaries loved for and prayed for and supported by this church have been teaching.
我们这个教会所支持的那些宣道士们在那些地方已经开始一直在教训教训教导人。
This is what Cindy's doing.
这就是陈怡瑶姊妹所做的事情。
And if you didn't hear her testimony this weekend, you need to talk to her and find out what she's doing.
如果昨天你没有机会听见她的见证的话，你我劝你们能够找到她，然后再听她跟你讲。
Cindy is living in one of the most dangerous parts of the world.
Cindy 所去的宣教工厂是世界上最危险的一个地方。
In the southern Philippines.
在菲律宾的南部。
And each day that she's there, she's teaching people.
每天早晨她在那里的时候都要教训人。
She's teaching people.
她每天都要在那里教训人。
Not only by what she says,
并不是用她自己的言语，
but by how she lives,
而是言传身教。
And by the fact that she's there,
她本身在那里本身就是一件最好的榜样。
So the commission is clear.
所以大使命很清楚。
We're to make disciples.
要做门徒，做使万民做门徒。
Of all nations,
使万民做门徒。
By going,
去
baptizing,
施洗。
And teaching.
教训。
But that's not what I want to talk to you about this morning.
但是今天早晨我要跟你们讲的不是这个。
Because the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28.
因为马太福音二十八章里的大使命。
Does not begin with verse 19. It begins with verse 18.
因为大使命不是从第十九节开始的，而是从第十八节开始的。
So look at verse 18 with me.
大家看，和我一起看第十八节。
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go."
第十八节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去。”
Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都给我了。
Then he says, "Therefore, go."
然后他说，所以你们要去。
Now, I just love it when people take notes when I'm speaking.
我讲到的时候，我看见有人做笔记，我就非常高兴。
Because I know they're going to remember more. And if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down.
如果你做笔记的话，我希望你把这些写下来。
This keeps going off.
这个老是关掉。
I want you to write this down.
我希望你们大家能够把这几点要写下来。
The starting point of missions is not mission.
宣教的起头，宣教的起点不是宣教本身。
Write that down.
把这个写下来。
And then I want you to write this down.
然后我要你把这个写下来。
The starting point of missions is the lordship of Jesus Christ.
宣教的起头乃是耶稣基督的主权。
That is why verse 18 comes before verse 19.
这就是为什么第十八节要写在第十九节前面。
Not long ago, I was in Egypt.
不久前我在埃及。
Egypt is a Muslim country.
埃及是一个穆斯林国家。
I was speaking to a conference of 600 young adult Egyptian followers of Jesus.
我在那里在一次大会上给600个年轻的信耶稣基督的人，埃及人讲道。
We met very quietly out in the desert.
我们在旷野里边很安静的聚集在一起。
Between Cairo and Alexandria.
那个地方在亚历山大城和开罗之间当中的地方。
I was instructed that when I entered the country, I needed to be very careful about what I said
因为我当
at the border.
当时我同工机构告诉我，我进入埃及这样的穆斯林国家的时候，要非常小心我嘴上说什么东西。
During the conference, when I was speaking, I had to use code language.
在大会上，我好多话都要用密码，用那种暗话来说。
This was serious.
这是很严肃的一件事情。
I was not allowed to use the word Christian.
我不能用基督徒这几个字。
So I talked about my brother and my sister.
所以我就基督徒，每当说到基督徒的时候，我就说我用弟兄姐妹来代替。
I was not allowed to use the word Muslim.
我也不能用这个穆斯林这几个字。
And so we use the word cousin.
我就用表亲这个字来弟兄姊妹的表亲来代替。
And so at the conference, we would pray together for our cousin.
所以在那个大会上，我们就为那些表亲，基督徒的表亲来祷告。
I was not allowed to use the word mission.
我甚至也不能用宣教这个词。
And so the code word was stream.
Like
a river.
所以这个暗话呢，就是这宣教的暗话，就是河流。
And the code word for missionaries was streams worker.
那个宣教工作者，宣教室的那个暗话就变成河流上的工作者。
It was a wonderful conference.
这个大会开得太棒了。
All of them were there because they were praying seriously about becoming missionaries for Jesus all across North Africa and in the Middle East.
他们在那里都要急切地向神祷告，因为他们立志要在北非和中东做宣教士。
But we had to be very careful about what we said.
但是我们说话的时候必须非常的小心。
And then when I left Egypt and I got to the border and I had to show my passport, I was instructed to be very careful about what I said about where I had just been and what I was just doing.
当我来到了那个埃及的边境上，要把我的护照拿出来给边防检查的时候，别人也告诉我，当时那个时候要很小心告诉那些边检，你在埃及到底干了什么，说了些什么，做了些什么。
And then I got on the plane in Cairo.
然后我就在开罗坐上了飞机。And
I flew to Washington, D.C.
然后飞到了华盛顿 D.C.
And after I got off the plane in Washington and I went through immigration, I was back in America.
当我下了飞机，走过边检的时候，我又回到了我自己的国家。
And I just gave a big sigh of relief.
当时我就长长的叹了一口气，是。
I'm back in America.
我又回到了美国。
Where we have freedom of religion.
在我们这里有宗教的自由。
Where I can talk about Jesus and I don't have to go to jail.
在这里我可以公开的宣讲耶稣基督，而不用担心被送到监狱里去。
I don't have to be careful about what I say.
在这里我不用非常小心的提醒自己该说什么，该不该说什么。
I love this country.
我爱这个国家。
I am red, white, and blue through and through.
我全身都是红、白、蓝，美国国旗的颜色。
There is no country on earth like the United States of America.
世界上没有一个国家像美国这样。
The freedom that we have.
我们有这样的自由。
The democratic form of government that we have.
我们的国家是这样的一个民主国家。
It's wonderful.
非常的了不起。
But
但是
I am here to tell you this morning.
但是今天早晨我在这里要告诉你的是。
That the Christian life is not a democracy.
作为基督徒，你的生活不是一个民主生活。
The Christian life is not a democracy.
基督徒的生活不是民主。
The Christian life is an absolute monarchy.
基督徒的生活是绝对的神主。
There is one who is the king.
只有一位是国王、君王。
There is one who is in charge.
只有一位在那里掌权。
There is one who tells everyone else what to do.
只有一位在告诉你该做什么。
That is exactly what Jesus meant when he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以在18节耶稣基督说，天上地下所有的权柄都给了我了。 他说的这句话意思就是这个意思。
All authority
所有的权柄
has been given to me
都给我了。
Jesus said
耶稣是这样说的。
In heaven
是天上
and on earth
地下
in the spiritual realm
在属灵的世界
in the physical realm
在我们这个世界
anywhere
所有的地方
everywhere
所有的地方
I am in charge
我是主。
I am the person who tells everyone else what to do.
我是主，告诉别人你该做什么，什么不该做。
Whoa,
whoa, 你会这样说。
What right does Jesus have to make such a categorical statement about himself?
耶稣基督，你会说耶稣基督他，你有什么样的权利说这样的话呀？
Answer: He has every right because of who he is.
答案就是他有这样的权利是因为他本来就是。
Who is Jesus?
耶稣基督是谁啊？
He's God Almighty himself.
他就是神他自己啊。
God the Son.
他是神子。
Co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Spirit.
在 神和圣父圣子是同等的。圣父圣子三位是圣灵三位是同等的。
Of course he has all authority.
所以当然他有所有的权利。
Look at what Jesus says about himself in John 13:13.
大家看看约翰福音十三章十三节是怎么说的。
He says, "You call me Lord," and by the way, the word Lord means king.
啊，你是在十三节里面他这样说，你们称呼我主啊，顺便说一下，主就是国王、君王的意思。
The word Lord means the one who has all authority.
所以主就是那一位有所有权力的那一位主。
The word Lord means the one who tells everyone else what to do.
所谓的主就是是他来告诉别人做什么。
So Jesus says, "You call me Lord."
所以耶稣说，你们称呼我主。
And rightly so, for that is what I am.
你们说的不错，我本来就是。
Now, if you were here earlier this morning,
如果你们早点的时候来的时候。
You heard me talk about the fact that I travel all the time and I fly on many airplanes.
你们也许听我刚才那个问题回答的时候说过，我整天就飞来飞去，飞机上经常整天坐在飞机上。
Whenever I get into an airplane, I always find myself seated next to somebody I don't know.
每次我坐上飞机以后，我就发现我邻座坐的一个人是我不认识的。
And so we begin to talk.
所以我们就开始攀谈起来。
And I ask them what they do.
我就会问他你做什么。
And then they ask me what I do.
他们也会反过来问我做什么。
And usually I say, well, I'm serving at a university in South Carolina.
通常我会这样回答，我是在南卡的一个大学里边在工作。
And then they'll usually say, oh, well, what's your job there?
他们就会继续问，哦，你在大学里做什么呢？
And for 7 years, I would say,Well, I'm the president.
七年以来，我一直会说我是校长。
And now I say, I'm the chancellor.
现在我就会回答我是校监。
And when I say that, they usually go, Oh.
我这样一说的时候，他们就会这样一听。
You're like the guy that's in charge.
原来你是那个发号施令的人呐。
You're the CEO.
你就是那个CEO.
And I always say, Oh, don't worry about that. That's just the title. It just happens to be the place God has given me to serve Him.
我如果他们这样回反应的话，我就说啊，别那样惊奇啊，我这只是给神给了我一个职称，让我能够更好的服侍他。
And so I don't make a big deal of my title.
所以我对我的职称从来不这样夸张，不宣扬。
Look at this verse.
看这个经节。
Jesus doesn't do that.
但耶稣没有这样谦虚哦。
He doesn't say, "You call me Lord." Oh no, 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 don't do that.
耶稣没有这样说。哦，你们称呼我主啊？哦，千万别，千万别，千万别。
He says, "You call me Lord," and rightly so, because that is what I am. Don't you forget.
耶稣这样说：你们称呼我主，你们说的不错，因为我本来就是。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
天上地下所有的权柄都给我了。
Now, if you're taking notes, I want you to write something down.
如果你做笔记的话，
write it down,
我要你把这些写下来。
Write it down, then I'll explain it.
你写下来以后，我再解释。
Jesus Christ is not a constitutional monarch.
耶稣基督不是一个君主立宪制下的国王。
Jesus Christ is not a constitutional monarch.
耶稣基督不是一个君主立宪制下的一个国王。
How many people here this morning have ever been in the country of Spain?
这里在座的人谁到过西班牙
？OK. Okay, couple hands. Thank you.
有几两三个人举手。
Spain is a constitutional monarchy.
西班牙就是我所说的君主立宪制的王国。
Spain has a king.
西班牙有一个国王。
I wonder if anybody here this morning knows the name of the king of Spain.
这里有谁知道西班牙国王的名字叫什么？
His name is Juan Carlos.
他的名字叫 Juan Carlos.
He has been three times in this country in his lifetime.
他一生当中到这个国家来了三次。
He is the king of Spain.
他是西班牙的国王。
Now here's the question.
那么我问你。
Is he the person who runs that country?
他是不是掌管西班牙所有的事务的权利的那位国王呢?
Answer?
答案是?
No.
不是。
Why?
为什么?
Because Spain is a constitutional monarch.
因为西班牙是一个君主立宪制的国家。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢?
That means that the citizens of Spain,
那就是说西班牙的公民,
by a democratic voting process,
通过一个民主的选举程序,
are allowed periodically to go to the polls, cast their ballots, and elect the party of their choice.
可以定期的来到投票箱那里，投下他们自己神圣的一票，来选择来代表他们的那个统治的党，执政党。
And from that party that wins the election, a prime minister is chosen.
政府的首相，总理就是从这个执政党里边选出来的。
And the prime minister is the one who runs the country.
所以事实上，真正管理这个国家的不是国王，而是那个首相。
And the prime minister of Spain today is.
那么，西班牙今天的首相是谁呢？ 谁？
José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero.
他的名字叫 José Luis
Rodríguez
Zapatero. Zapatero.
Now, most of you would say, honestly, Dr. Murray, I didn't know that.
很多人会说，老实说，我根本不认识他。I
really don't know that much about Spain.
我对西班牙不是那么了解。So
let's talk for a minute about another constitutional monarch.
那我们再举一个君主立宪制的国家。Let's
talk about Great Britain.
我们来谈谈英国。Great
Britain is a constitutional monarch.
大不列颠也是一个君主立宪制的国家。
Great Britain has a ruler.
大不列颠有一个统治者。Who
is the ruler of Great Britain?
是英国的统治者。Happens
to be a woman.
她恰好是一个女的。What
is her name?
她的名字叫谁啊? 叫什么呢?
Queen Elizabeth.
伊丽莎白女王。Question. 那么问题是,
Is she the person who runs that country?
那么她是不是掌管英国大不列颠所有事务的一个统治者呢?
Answer, no.
答案是,
Why?
为什么不是?
Because Great Britain is a constitutional monarch.
因为英国也是一个君主立宪制的国家。
What does that mean?
那么什么是君主立宪制呢?
That means that the citizens of Great Britain are allowed periodically to go to the polls, cast their ballots, and elect the party of their choice.
那么也就是说，君主立宪制就是英国的公民定期可以到投票箱那里投下他们的票，选择他们的执政党。
And from that party, a prime minister is chosen.
首相就是从这个获胜的执政党里边选出来。
And the prime minister of Great Britain today is a man by the name of.
那么今天英国的首相是谁呢？
David Cameron.
大卫加麦隆。 Brown is the last name.
Used to be Gordon Brown.
以前是 Gordon Brown.
Used to be Tony Blair.
Gordon Brown 以前是 Tony Blair.
Used to be Margaret Thatcher.
Tony Blair 以前呢就是 Margaret Thatcher.
But now it's David Cameron.
那现在是 David Cameron.
Now some of you are here this morning and say, why is Dr. Murray telling us all this?
你们坐在这里会想，某人，你今天早上在讲台上跟我们讲这些干嘛？
All right, now watch.
那么大家看,
in Great Britain today,
那么在今天的英国,
when the Parliament meets to discuss and decide new legislation,
当国会在一起开会来决定一项新的法案的时候,
every time they pass a new law,
每次他们要通过一项法令的时候,
they take that law to the queen.
他们把这个法令交给那个女王。
And they ask her to read it.
他们要女王去读一下这个法令。
And then in the bottom right-hand corner of the last page of that piece of legislation, they always put a dark, solid line.
啊，那么在这些法令所有的那些文件的最后一页那个右下角那边，总是有一条线。
And after she reads that legislation, they ask her to put her signature on that line.
当女王读完这些法令文件的时候，那么国会就要求她在那个条线左右下角的地方，写上她的签名。
And by doing so, she says that she approves, as the queen, she approves of the new law.
当然，女王签上名就等于说，作为女王，我同意赞同了这项法令。
Now here's the interesting thing.
那么这里有趣的是
，if she doesn't sign,
那如果她不签名呢
？It's still a law.
它仍然是一条法令。
All right, now watch.
那么大家再仔细听。
One of my favorite Christian praise songs is a song called "He is Lord."
啊，我最喜欢的一首基督教的一首歌呢，就是他是主。
And you have sung that many times here, I am sure.
你们也唱过很多次了。
He is Lord.
他是主。
He is Lord.
他是主。
He is risen from the dead.
他从死里复活。
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess.
要跪拜，每个万舌要承认。
Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是我们的主。
Now I've watched churches like the Chinese Christian Church of Somerset. I've watched people stand and sing that song.
啊，我很经常看见那个像那个这个。我们这个美德教会呢，华人基督徒站起来唱这个歌的时候是怎么样的
？He is Lord。
他举起手来，哦，他是主。
He is Lord。
他是主。
Now remember what the word Lord means。
那大家别忘了，主意味着什么
？It means King。
它意味着就是王。
It means the one who has all authority。
也就是说，这是有绝对主权的。
And so I see people singing that song。
我看见你们唱这些歌的时候。
And some of them raise their hands。
有的人把两个手都举起来。
And every now and then I see someone a little tear comes down their cheek。
有的时候还看见很多人很激动的流下眼泪。
And I mean they really are singing and really meaning it。
哦，他们在唱的时候真的很投入，真的是觉得耶稣基督是主。
But what many of them are actually saying is this。
但是很多人在唱这首歌说他是主的时候，他们心里想说的是什么呢
？He is Lord.
他是主。
He is my king.
他是我的王。
But I am his prime minister.
但我是他的首相。
I decide where I'm going to go.
我要去哪里由我来决定。
I decide what I'm going to do.
我要做什么由我来决定。当然，每次我要做的时候，我要把我的决定交给我的主，让他来同意签名。啊，今天当然学校并没有学校啊，但是我要给你们一个小测验。
It's only got one question,
只有一个问题。
And the answer is true or false.
答案是对的还是不对？对还是不对？
You have a 50% chance of getting it right.
只有两个答案，所以你答对答不对只有50%的几率。不要，大家不要把嘴上说出来，你心里知道什么答案，不要说出来。问题是这样。对还是不对？作为基督徒，你最好把神放在你的人生计划当中。不要说出来你的答案。对还是不对？作为基督徒，你要把神放在你的人生计划当中。
If you know anything about God's holy word,
如果你真的认识神的话的话
which is the basis of everything that we believe here at Chinese Christian Church,
也就是我们今天美德教会所信仰的根基
you will have said immediately when you saw the question, you will have answered false, and you would have been correct.
如果你真正的了解神的话的话，你会立刻说这样的说法是不对的，你这样的回答是对的。但为什么
？God doesn't want to be included in your plans. He wants you to be included in His plans.
上帝不想让他把你被你纳入你的计划。上帝想把你纳入他的计划。
And there's all the difference in the world.
这就是这个区别就在这儿。
And you might be here this morning and say,
Well, what is his plan?
那么上帝的计划是什么呢？
We just read it.
我们刚才就读过了。
His plan is to make disciples of all nations.
他的计划就是大使命啊，使万民做我的门徒。
He doesn't want to be included in your plan.
他并不想被你纳入你的计划。
He wants you to be included in his plan.
他要把你纳入他的计划。
But everywhere I go,
但是每到一个地方，
in wonderful churches like this,
到那些教会，就像这个那么好的教会一样，我发现很多人都把神纳入他们自己的计划里边，做得很认真啊。啊，可怕的是呢，尤其令人可怕的是呢，那些人自己为自己所定的计划看起来是非常非常的合理。但是上帝不愿意被你纳入你的计划。他要把你纳入他自己的计划。我虽然知道有的人来到神面前有一张纸，在这张纸上面写上他们自己的名字，那么他们这张纸上就是给他开列一张清单，他们一生当中的计划是什么。我要从高中毕业，
Then I'm going to go to university, and after I go to university, I'm going to look carefully and prayerfully for a Christian spouse.
啊，然后高中毕业以后我就要上大学，大学毕业以后呢，我就开始认真的祷告啊，让神给我找一个基督徒的配偶。
I'm going to get married.
我要结婚。
And I'm going to marry a Christian.
我当然要找一个基督徒结婚。
Bible says you shouldn't marry a non-believer.
因为圣经说你不要和不信的人同父异母。我要同信耶稣基督的配偶结婚。那么结婚以后呢，我要找一个工作。我们学校里面的贷款，我就要通过我的工作来给他还清。然后呢，我就要买一栋房子。我们不愿意租房子。我们要买房子。现在是买方市场啊，现在房价很低，我们要买房子。
There we go. And then after we buy a house,
买了房子以后呢，
we're going to find a good local church.
然后在房子附近呢找一个好的当地的教会。
And you know, wherever we happen to go for our job, we're going to find a church just like Chinese Christian churches.
不管我们的工作要我们住在哪里啊，我们到了那里以后，我们就在当地再找一个教会。
And we're going to actually get involved there.
我们会投入那个教会。
Now you know we're young, married, we're both working, so we can't do too much. But you know we'll park cars or watch the little kitties or help with the meals.
我们夫妇两个都是要工作的，所以我们时间不多，我们不能做的很多，但是我们在教会里仍然可以服侍啊，我们可以帮别人停车啊，可以帮别人看小孩啊等等，或者是在食堂里面打饭呢、啊。
Or maybe play in the praise team.
或者是参加敬拜小组、啊。
And then if our church has a you know like a short term mission trip down to Costa Rica for a week, we'll go on that.
如果教会才派短宣队到哥斯达黎加这样的国家，我们也可以去啊。
And they make their list.
他们把自己一生要做的事情都写在这个清单上。
And they bring these plans to the Lord.
然后把这个计划交给神。
And in the bottom right-hand corner, they put a dark solid line.
然后在右下角放了一条线，签名用的。
And they say, "Now, Lord, this is the plans I'm making, and because you're my king, I want you to approve."
他会说，神呐、啊，这是我所做的一生的计划，因为你是王，我要你答应我这样的计划。
And the Lord looks at your page and he says this.
神看了他这张纸，然后说。
He said, "This is really interesting."
你写的这些东西真的很有趣啊。
Because I, the Lord, was just getting ready to give you a page.
因为我作为主，作为你的主，我也正要给你一张纸呢。
And my page is the same size as your page.
我要给你这张纸呢，和你给我那张纸的尺寸一样大小。
And it has your name at the top.
也上面也写着你的名字。
And in the bottom right-hand corner, I have put a dark solid line.
在下面也有一条线给签名用的。
And I want you to sign.
哎，我要你也来签名。
And you look at the page and you say, "Well, Lord, there's just one problem."
啊，然后你看了这张神给你的纸，然后你说，神啊，
yes,
哎，觉得好像，哎，可是有一个问题在哪儿
？What's the problem?
神会说什么问题啊
？The page is blank.
这页纸是空白的。
There's nothing on it.
这个纸上没有任何东西。
That's right.
你说对了。
And you want me to sign?
啊，你仍然要我签字吗
？Yes.
神说是的。
Let's see if I've got this straight, Lord.
啊，让我看，看看我把问题说清楚了啊。
You want me to sign this page?
你要让我签名，把签名放在这个纸上。
And after I sign it, you're going to put stuff there.
让我等我签完名了以后，你再把你给我的计划再放在上面，是不是
？That's right.
神说是的。
Well, could we talk about this first?
我们能不能再交谈一下呢？再谈一下呢
？Yes.
是的。
What would you like to know?
你要知道什么呢
？Well, Lord, what if on my page you write the word missionary?
你会说神呐、啊，要是你在我的纸上写上这一次宣教士
，I just want you to sign.
我叫你签个名。
Lord, what if on my page you say? Africa.
万一在你给我的那个空白的纸上，我签完名以后，你在上面写下非洲。
I just want you to sign.
神说，我就要你签名。
Lord, what if on my page you say single?
如果万一在我这张空白的纸上，你写上单身。
Not married.
未婚。
For the sake of the gospel.
为了福音的缘故。
I just want you to sign.
神说，我叫你签名。
Lord, what if on my page you say inner city?
主啊，万一你在那个空白纸上，我签完名以后，你上写的城市。
I just want you to sign.
我叫你签名。
Lord, what if on my page you put the name of one of my children?
主啊，万一我签完名以后，你在我上面摆上我孩子的名字怎么办？
And you tell me and my husband that my child is going to go far away to serve you, and I'm only going to see him once every 4 or 5 years.
你要求我把我的孩子送到很远很远的地方去宣教，我们每四五年才能见他一次。
I just want you to sign.
神说，废话少说，先签名。
Lord, what if you say martyrdom?
神呐、啊，万一我签完名以后，你说寻道。
Death for the sake of Christ.
为了耶稣而死。
I just want you to sign.
神说，你先签上名。
Now I want to ask you a question.
那么我在这儿问大家一个问题。
And I want you to ask yourself this question.
我也要大家问自己这样一个问题。
I want you to get the blank page in your mind.
你脑子里想着这张空白的纸。
And I want you to ask yourself this question.
那你问自己这样一个问题。
What's the one thing that if God were to write it on my page? If he puts that there, in all honesty, I would not be able to sign.
你诚实地回答自己这样一个问题。如果神要把他要你做的事情放在上面的话，有哪一件事情如果神写在上面，你是绝对不答应做的？
Anything come to your mind?
有什么事脑子里现在想起有什么事吗？
If he puts that there, there's no way, Dr. Murray, I'm going to sign. No way.
如果神把这个要求写在上面的话，你会说，我绝对不会是签名。你老实诚实的回答。
If he asked me to go to a Bible school and then become a missionary, no way, I'm going to MIT and I'm going to be an engineer. Thank you.
如果神要我去到一个圣经学院去那里学习造就，今后做一个宣教士。No 啊，没门儿！我要去的是 MIT 这样的学校，毕业以后做工程师。
Did anything come to your mind?
脑子里会有没有想过这样的事呢
？If the Lord puts the name of one of my children on my page, there's no way I'm going to sign.
如果神把我孩子的名字写在上面，我绝对不会签名。
They're my children.
这是我的孩子。
I'm not going to let them go away.
我不会让孩子走远门出远门的。
Anything come to your mind?
脑子里还想到别的事情没有？
If it does,
如果有，
you have a lordship problem.
那么你就有一个主权的问题。
And the starting point of missions is not missions. The starting point of missions is the lordship of Jesus Christ.
而宣教的起点不是宣教本身，乃是耶稣基督的主权。
Now let me tell you what needs to happen here this morning in this church.
啊，那我告诉你，今天早晨这个教会里边应该是什么样。
Some of you need to take that page that you've been writing on with all of your plans.
啊，你们当中有些人。也许早就在自己的 人生计划上写上了好多的东西，这张纸呢，你要拿着。
And you need to tear it up into a thousand pieces.
把它撕成粉碎。
Then you need to reach out and take the blank page from the hand of the Lord.
然后你伸出手来向神要这张空白的纸。
You need to sign in the bottom right-hand corner.
你应该先在你的右下角把你的名字给写上。
And you need to say to him, Lord Jesus.
然后你对他说，主耶稣基督。
Anything, anytime, anywhere, I am ready.
不管在什么时间，不管在什么地点，不管做什么事情，我都准备好了。
The answer is yes. Now what's the question?
然后神说，是，是，对，啊，你说的不错，那还有什么问题吗？
See, what we're talking about here this morning is not missions, it's the master.
哦，所以我们今天早晨讲的并不是宣教本身，而是讲主人是谁。
It's not the cause, it's the king.
啊，这不是宣教事业本身，而是耶稣基督的王权。
Look what Jesus says to us. Look at this next verse.
看耶稣基督。
He says, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
路加福音第六章第四十二节，耶稣基督这样说。为什么你们称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵循我的话去行呢？
And you say this morning, well, what has he said?
那么你会说啊，那耶稣到底说了什么呢？
He said, all the world, every creature.
他说全世界所有的被造物。
Go, make disciples of all nations.
你们去吧，让万民做门徒。
And yet 2010 years later,There are still 2 billion people in the world who still have never even heard of Jesus once.
然而2010年以后的今天，世界上仍然有20亿的人没有听说过耶稣基督的名。
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
你为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵循我的话去行呢？
Now I am being very hard on you this morning.
啊，我今天对大家的说的话非常严厉。
And I want you to know that it's not an easy thing to sign the blank page.
我可以告诉大家，要想在这个空白的纸上签上你自己的大名，的确是一件不容易的事情。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because what the Lord puts on your page may be very difficult.
因为神在你这个空白纸上写上他的东西，要求你做的，也许是非常困难的事情。
It's always right.
永远是正确的事情。
It's always good.
永远是好，为你好的。
But it may not be easy.
但不一定是容易的事情。
And that's why it would be wrong for me to finish this message without looking just for a minute with you at verse 20.
所以今天早晨，在我结束讲道之前，如果我不和大家一起再看经节第二十节的话，那么今天的讲道就不完全。
I hope you didn't close your Bible.
我希望你们现在圣经并没有关上。
I hope you're still looking at Matthew 28.
大家仍然在看马太福音第二十八章。
You see, we looked at verse 19.
我们已经看了第十九节。
Where Jesus tells us to make disciples of all nations.
耶稣说要使万民做我的门徒。
We looked back at verse 18.
我们又往回去看了第十八节。
Where he tells us that all authority is his.
他说，耶稣说天上地下所有的权柄都给了他。
And because all authority is his, we must do what he says.
因为所有的权柄都给了耶稣基督，所以我们要听耶稣基督的话，做他要我们做的事。
But now look at verse 20.
那么我们现在来看第二十节。
Jesus says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
耶稣说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Now, you know, when us preachers preach, sometimes we really impress you by saying, "The Greek says," or "The Hebrew says."
我们这些讲道的人有的时候喜欢卖弄学问啊，经常讲着讲着就说，这个话希腊文是怎么样？这句话的希伯来文是怎么讲？
I'm not trying to impress you, but I do want to tell you. I do want to tell you what the Greek says here.
但是我仍然要告诉你，希腊字是怎么讲的。
When Jesus says, "Look," when Jesus says, "Surely I am with you always."
当耶稣说，我一定会和你同在。
He uses a very interesting Greek construction.
他用了一个非常有趣的希腊文的结构。
He uses what we call the ego a me construction.
他用了一个结构，我们在文法学上叫做 ego a me 结构。
And the ego a me construction in Greek is a repetition of the personal pronoun.
啊，这个 ego a me 那个所谓的希腊文的结构呢，就是对啊主语的那个人称代词的一再的重复。
So when Jesus says, "Surely I," if we translate it literally, we should do it this way. And surely I, comma, I am with you always. That's what he said.
如果我们真要按照希腊文的原文一字一句的，按照它的那个字面翻译过来的话，应该是这样翻。滴滴确确，我。
I,
我
I am with you always. Now why does he?
永远和你们同在。
Why does he do that repetition?
他为什么要重复我呢？
I think he does it that way because he wants to make sure you and I understand who he's talking about.
啊，他要之所以要这样强调，一再强调我与你同在，他是为了让你知道是谁在跟你说话。
He's talking about himself.
他在讲他自己。
He says, "I will go with you."
我会和你们一块儿去。
And who is the I who promises to go with us?
这个我是谁呢？他要跟我们一起去的。这个我是谁呢？
It's the one who has all authority.
就是那个天上地下所有的权柄都有的那个人。
Verse 18.
这就是十八节。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and I'm the one that's going to go with you.
天上地下所有的权柄都给我了，所以我是这样的主，要跟你们同在，跟你们同去。
Now.I'm going to talk about the Greek again for a minute.
我还要再讲一个希腊字。
When you see the word authority or power in the English Bible, it is almost always a translation of the Greek word dunamis.
啊，当你在英文的圣经里面看见权柄这样的词的时候，它几乎永远是希腊文 dunamis 这个词的翻译。
Dunamis.
Dunamis.
Powerful word.
就是非常强有力的词。
It's the Greek word from which we get the English word dynamite.
啊，我们英文那个炸弹、炸药，就是从这个希腊词这个词根里边翻过来的。
And that is a good word to use when describing the power or authority of the Lord.
当这个词用在神的权柄、主权身上，是一个好的词。
But
但是
in verse 18,
但是在十八节里面。
Jesus doesn't use the word dunamis when he talks about his authority.
但是耶稣在谈到他自己的权柄的时候，他没有用希腊字 dunamis.
He chooses a completely different word.
他用了一个完全不同的字。
He uses the word exousia.
他用的字是 exousia.
Dunamis?
Dunamis.
Exousia.
Exousia.
What's the difference?
他们两者区别是什么呢？
Dunamis means power.
Dunamis 是意味着是权力。
Dunamis means authority.
Dunamis 是意味着权柄。
Exousia means power in legitimate hands.
Exousia 是意味着是在合理的人手上掌握的合理的权力，合法的权力。
It's the difference, watch, between a criminal with a gun and a policeman with a gun.
就像一把枪，一个罪犯也可以握有这把枪而获得权利，但是警察也可以握着枪。
A criminal with a gun has dunamis.
那么罪犯握着枪，他有的就是 dunamis.
He has power.
他有权利，他有力量。
He can back you up against the wall.
他可以把你逼到墙角。
But a policeman not only has a gun, but he wears a badge.
但是警察不但拥有枪，他还带着一个徽章。
And that is the word that Jesus uses here with the word exousia.
那么耶稣基督在用这个词的时候，就用 exousia， 就相当于一个警察拿着一把枪。
Now I want to illustrate this for you from the world of football.
啊，我们再用一个足球的那个比赛的来说这个例子来解释这个这两者的区别。
Anybody here like American football？
啊，有人谁喜欢美式的橄榄球吗？
Thank you.
啊，总算还有人喜欢。
I love American football。
啊，我非常喜欢美式橄榄球。
I will tell you that yesterday I was watching the Penn State game.
啊，昨天晚上我就在看那个 Penn State 学校那个踢足球。
You see, I'm from Pennsylvania.
因为我是从宾州来。
And that's my favorite college team.
啊，这是我最喜欢的那个大学足球队。
And they were losing 21-7 at the half, and I had to leave and come here to speak.
下半场的时候，啊，我最喜欢的这个学校 Penn State 宾州大学州立大学的队。已经输了20-7。
Can you imagine how happy I was when I got home last night to find out that they won?
那么大家可以想象，当我昨天晚上回来讲完道以后回家的时候，突然发现他们已经赢了，我是多么的高兴。
I love American football.
我很喜欢美式足球。
Now, let me tell you, I would rather watch football on television than actually go to a game. Let me tell you why.
我可以告诉你，我情愿在家里看电视看美式足球，而不愿意到那个真正的足球场上去。
Because when you watch it on television, you've got the commentators telling you all the facts behind what's going on.
因为你在电视里边看足球的时候，因为有那个足球评论员在给你讲啊，场上到底发生了什么。
And do you remember what usually happens when the game starts on television?
但你们大家还记得吗？当足球比赛开始的时候，在电视上会出现什么吗？
After the kickoff and the first run back,
当球开场以后，当第一次那个往回推进的时候，
and the team huddles,
那些那个球员就聚集在一起，
and then they break and they start the first play,
然后他们再散开，然后开始第一场比赛。
On the television,
电视上。
All the pictures of the starting line show up.
电视上所有的那些开场的那些球员都出现了。
And they tell you their names.
他们会把他们的每个人的名字都告诉你。
And they tell you their statistics.
然后还会把他们过去比赛以来的统计数字告诉你。
320 pounds, no neck.
320磅，没脖子。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在说什么吗？
These guys are enormous.
这些人身材非常的魁梧。
And they can do real damage.
他们会如果撞在你的身上的话，会把你撞得很惨很惨。
It's kind of scary to play against them.
如果你的对手是这样的球员的话，是非常可怕的。
That is what I call a modern day illustration of dunamis.
那么用今天的话来说，就是希腊文来说，就是今天的所谓的 dunamis 这种
power。Raw power.
非常生硬的那个权力，那种力量。
But now watch.
那么再看一下。
The real authority on an American football field is not the 320-pound guard, but the little skinny guy with the striped shirt and the whistle.
其实球场上真正有权力的，不是那个320磅没有脖子的那个身材魁梧的那个球员、那个后卫，而是那个前锋啊。
You see?
而是那个在旁边穿着瘦瘦小小的吹哨的那个裁判。
The referee has exousia.
裁判所用的权力就是我们说的 exousia.
You see, the guard can knock you down.
虽然那个前锋可以把我撞倒。
But the ref can throw you out.
但是这个裁判可以把你扔出场外。
And Jesus says, that's the kind of authority I have, and I am going to go with you.
那么耶稣说，我拥有的就是这个 exousia 这样的权利，而我常与你们同在，你们走到哪儿，我就在哪儿。
Now I'm just about done, but I have to talk to you just for a minute about baseball.
我马上要讲完了，但是我再讲一下讲垒球。
I love American baseball.
我非常喜欢美国的棒球。
And it's been my privilege 3 times.To preach the gospel of Jesus to the Philadelphia Phillies baseball team.
我非常有荣幸有三次机会给费城的那个菲利这个棒球队给他们讲福音。
I have also had the privilege of preaching the gospel to the Florida Marlins, to the St. Louis Cardinals, and to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
我还是非常有荣幸给佛罗里达队和圣路易斯队还有什么队跟他们讲道。
Now, how did that happen?
那是怎么会发生的呢？
Those teams don't know who I am at all.
这些队员根本不认识我是谁。
But I happened to be personal friends with a man by the name of Jack Hibbert.
但是我恰巧是一个名叫 Jack Hibbert 人的朋友。
And Jack Hibbert, for many years, was the chaplain of the Philadelphia Phillies baseball team.
啊，那个 Jack Hibbert 呢，一直好多年来一直是费城那个球队的那个牧师。
And so he called me on the phone one day.
所以有一天他给我打电话。
And he said, "How would you like to speak to the Phillies before their game this weekend?"
啊，今天啊，你怎么要不要给我们那个球队跟他们？讲一篇道，让他们在比赛以前讲篇道，怎么样
？I said I would love to.
我说我非常愿意啊。
He said, "Okay, it's confirmed."
好，那好，你说话说好了，那就答应了。
Now he said, "When you come to the game, don't do what you usually do."
他就告诉我，当你来到比赛的时候，不要做你通常所做的事情。
I said, "What do you mean?"
我说你这什么意思
？He said, "I'm going to guess that when you come to a Phillies game, you start out at least 2 hours early."
我会猜啊，你如果要到那个费城的那个比赛来的话，你会提前两个小时来。
You drive down through the city because the stadium's way downtown.
你会开车在一直开到这个城市里边，因为这个体育馆就在那个 downtown 市中心那个地方。
You park about 2 miles from the stadium because the parking is cheaper.
你会把车停在离那个比赛场2英里的地方，因为那里的停车费比较便宜。
You walk to the stadium.
你自己走到那个体育馆。
Then you buy a really cheap ticket in the top section.
然后你买一张非常便宜。那个票球票坐在非常高的那个座位上。
And then after you get up there, you look down to see if there are any empty seats down lower.
然后你到了那里以后，然后你再看看楼下面有没有还有空位。
And halfway through the game, you sneak down and sit in one of those seats.
然后比赛进行到一半以后，然后你从那个很高的地方偷偷的走下来，再坐到那个空位上。
I said, "How did you know all this about me?"
我说你是怎么知道的呢
？He said, "You don't have to do that." This weekend,
他说这个周末比赛的时候你用不到这样。
He said, "When you come down to the stadium, drive around behind. You'll see a big gate that says VIP parking. Put your car right there beside the Phillies clubhouse."
他说这个周末比赛的时候，你来的时候，你直接开到那个球场的背后，那里有一个地方上面写的 VIP， 也就是重要人物的地方的停车的地方，你就把车开到那个 Philly 的那个俱乐部的车的边上。
So I did.
所以我就把车直接开到了那个 VIP 的地方。
And I started to drive through the gate.
然后我就把车开始穿过那个球门。
Suddenly,
体育馆的门。
An armed guard with a gun came right in front of my car and said, "Stop. Where do you think you're going?"
突然之间，当我进那个球场的门的时候，一个带枪的一个警卫就来把我停下来，他说：“你要到哪里去？”
I told him I was speaking to the Phillies. I didn't have any paperwork, and he did not believe me.
我就告诉他，我要待会要给那个球员讲道，但是我手上也没任何证件，所以那个警卫也不相信我。
So he wasn't going to let me in.
所以他不让我进去。
And right then, the Phillies clubhouse door opened, and out walked Jack Hibbert.
就在这个时候，那个 Philly 这个球队的那个俱乐部的那个门开了。走出来的正是我的朋友
And he came over and he stood next to my car.
他就站在我的车边上。
And he said to the guard,
他对警卫说
I'm with him and he's with me.
我今天和他在一起，他也跟我在一起，他和我是一起的。
And the minute he said that, the guard stepped back and said, "Come right on in."
他一说完，那个警卫马上就让开，他说这优雅的说你进来吧。
Not because of who I was, but because of who was with me.
我之所以有这样的待遇，并不是因为我是谁，而是我的朋友是谁。
Jack Hibbert has exousia.
Jack， 我的朋友 Jack Hibbert， 他有 exousia， 有这样的权柄。
And then we went to the clubhouse.
当我们走进了那个俱乐部
，You can't get into the clubhouse.
你一般人是进不了这个俱乐部。
There's an armed guard there with a gun.
那里有带枪的人在那里警卫的。
He looked at me. He didn't budge.
他看着我的时候，他一点都不会让步的。
But then when he saw Jack next to me,
但是他看见我的朋友 Jack 的时候
he took his keys out and opened the door.
他把钥匙拿出来，乖乖的把那个门给
打开了。Not because of who I was, but because of who was with me.
并不是因为我是谁，而是跟我在一起的是谁。
And then we walked into the clubhouse.
然后我们就坐在了球队俱乐部的屋子里边。
The very first person I met was world famous third baseman Michael Jack Schmidt.
第一个人我所碰到的就是那个垒球队最有名的就是 Mike J. Smith。
I shook his hand。
我跟他握手了。
I just happened to have a clean baseball in my pocket。
我口袋里边正好装了一个很干净的垒球。
He signed it for me.
他就在我的球上签上了他的名。
And then we went and got in the elevator to go up to the locker room.
然后我们一起再走到电梯里面，到那个更衣室里面。
You can't get in the elevator. There's an armed guard there.
一般的情况下，你根本没有机会来到这个电梯那里。
He looked at me. He didn't budge.
他看着那位，因为那个警卫就根本不让
我进。And then when he saw Jack next to me, he took his key out and opened the elevator.
但是那个警卫看见 Jack 在我边上，马上就乖乖的把钥匙拿出来，把打开。
Not because of who I was, but because of who was with me.
并不是因为我是谁，而是我跟谁在一起。
And we walked into the elevator, and standing right in the middle of the elevator was Andy Musser.
我们就走进了那个电梯，而在电梯当中站的那个人是 Andy Musser.
Andy Musser, the voice of the Philadelphia Phillies. I've been listening to him on the radio for years. It's because of him that I buy Tasty Cakes.
因为这他是 Andy Musser 是代多年以来一直是代表的那个菲利这个球队的声音唱歌的那个。
We shook hands.
我们就赶紧握手了。
And I went and spoke to the team.
所以我就上，然后跟那个球队讲话。
And then when the game started, I didn't have a seat way up at the top. I had a box seat right behind the dugout.
就讲完到以后，球队比赛开始了。我用不着坐在很高很高很远的地方看，我就坐在那个包厢里面看。
Not because of who I was，
并不是因为我是谁
，but because of who was with me，
而是因为谁跟我在一起。
And then when the game was over and all those poor people were still trying to get out of long-term parking， I was already home。
当球队比赛的时候，其他的观众要等很长的队才能把他自己停的车给开出来，而我早就已经到家了。
All right, now I've been funny, but I want to get real serious.
今天讲话有点比较滑稽，但是我现在要开始严肃的。
I told you I was in Egypt recently.
我告诉你，我刚才跟大家说过，我最近到过埃及。
600 young adult followers of Jesus.
那里有600个年轻的耶稣基督的信徒。
And at the end of one of the meetings, a beautiful Egyptian girl came up to talk to me.
在有一次会结束的时候，一个非常漂亮的一个埃及的女孩走过来跟我说。
Her name is Sarah.
她的名字叫 Sarah.
She's a student at the University of Paris in the country of France.
她是法国巴黎大学的学生。
But she had come back to Egypt for this conference.
但是她专程回到埃及来参加这个大会。
And she had tears in her eyes.
她眼角里边流着眼泪。
And she said, Dr. Murray.
她说，莫瑞博士。
I'm willing to go anywhere that Jesus wants me to go. I'm willing to do anything that Jesus asked me to do.
他说，Dr. Murray， 耶稣基督不管耶稣基督要我到哪里去，要做什么事情，我都愿意。
My problem is not that I'm not willing.
我的问题并不是我不愿意。
My problem is I don't think I'm able.
我的问题是，我不认为我有这样的能力去做。
I'm not sure I'm strong enough to face opposition and to learn another language and to live far from home.
我不知道我有没有足够的精力、足够的能力，能够应付那种面临的各种各样的反对，而且学新的文字、新的语言。
See, that's the problem of some of you here this morning.
所以今天，我相信在座的人，很多人也会这样想。
Some of you are not willing to sign the blank page because you're not willing to do what God wants you to do.
有些人不愿意在这个空白的纸上签上你的大饼，因为你不愿意把主权交给神。
But others of you may be saying, I think I'm willing.
但是另外一些人也许会这样想，我想我是愿意的。
But I don't think I'm able.
但是我不认为我有这样的能力。
And you know what I told Sarah?
你知道我当时跟 Sarah 是怎么讲的吗？
I said, Sarah, let me explain to you Matthew chapter 28, verse 20.
那他对 Sarah 说，让我跟你讲一讲马太福音28章的20节是说什么吗
？No, we're not able.
他说你会说 ，No, 我们没有能力。
But he is.
是的，我们没有能力，但是
神有能力。And he goes with us.
神有能力，神和我们在一起。
Anywhere.
任何地方。
Everywhere.
所有地方。
He goes with us.
他和我们在一起。
And he has all authority.
他有所有的权柄。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很了不起啊？
Let's pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
God doesn't want to be included in your plan.
神不愿意把他纳入你的计划。
He wants you to be included in his plan.
他要把你纳入他自己的计划。
Are you willing to sign the blank page?
在座的, 你愿意不愿意 在这个空白的纸上签上你的名呢?
Are you willing to say to him, Lord Jesus?
你愿意不愿意对耶稣说, 主耶稣啊?
Anything, anytime, anywhere, I am ready.
任何地方, 任何时间, 任何地点, 我都准备好了。
2 billion people are still waiting to hear about Jesus.
还有20亿的人仍然要等着听耶稣基督的福音。
He commanded us over 2,000 years ago to take the message of salvation to all the world.
主耶稣基督在 2,000 年前